December 30, 1917 Sorrow of Jesus because of those of steel affections and hearts of creatures from him. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen afflicted, and he was lamenting for the many who steal affections and hearts of creatures from him, by putting themselves in his place within the souls. And I said to him, My love, is this vice so ugly that it saddens you so much? And he, My daughter, it is not only ugly, but awful. It is to turn upside down the order of the Creator, placing themselves on top and myself underneath, telling me, I too am good at being God. What would you say, if someone stole a million from someone else, rendering him poor and unhappy? And I, single quote, he should either give it back, or he would deserve condemnation. And Jesus, yet, when they steal affections and hearts from me, it is more than stealing a million, since these are material and low things, while those are spiritual and high. If one wants, millions can be returned, but not those, never. So, these are irreparable, unconcelable thefts. And if the fire of purgatory will purify these souls, it will never be able to return and fill the vacuum of one single affection, which they took away from me. Yet, this is not taken into account. On the contrary, it seems that some go along selling these affections. And they are happy only when they find a buyer, who would purchase someone else's affection without having any scruple. They have scruples if they steal from creatures. But they steal from me, and do not give it a thought. Ah! My daughter, I gave everything to creatures, and I said, Take anything you want for yourself, and for me, leave only your heart. Yet, this is denied to me. Not only this, but they even steal the affections of others. And this is done not only by secular people, but also by sacred persons, by pious souls. Oh, how much harm is caused by certain directions, too sweet, by certain unnecessary compliances, by too much listening, using attractive manners. Instead of doing good, they form a maze around the souls. And when I am forced to enter into those hearts, I would rather run away, in seeing that their affections are not mine, and that their heart is not mine. And this, from whom? From one who should reorder the souls in me. On the contrary, he has taken my place, and I feel such nausea that I cannot stand being in those hearts, but I am forced to stay until the accidents are consumed. What a slaughter of souls! These are the true wounds of my church. This is the reason for so many ministers being snatched from churches. And no matter how many prayers they say to me, I do not listen, there are no graces for them. Rather, I answer them with a sorrowful cry from my heart, Thieves! Move, go out of my sanctuary, for I cannot stand you anymore. I was frightened, and I said, Placate yourself, O Jesus! Look at us as the fruit of your blood, of your wounds, and change the scourges into graces. And he added, Things will go forward. I will humiliate man to the dust, and various sudden and unexpected accidents will continue to occur, to confuse man even more. Wherever he believes to find escape, he will find a tie. Where a victory, a defeat. Where light, darkness. So that he himself will say, I am blind, and I don't know what else to do. The destructive sort will continue to devastate, until everything is purified.